test.
Probably don't want to spend too much money
There's a Savage, I want to say it's an FRMQ or something like that. I can't remember what it actually was, but it's like a $320 bolt-action rifle that's highly reviewed that I think I'm going to grab. I don't know where you're at. I'm on 696, and you're coming in, like, sometimes unreadable. That last little bit of your transmission came through. I don't know if it's me right now or where you're at, but I talk right here all day, every day. So am I coming in clear? Dakota, I just sent you over text. I couldn't hear that again, so I don't know. Shoot me a text back. Let me know. Maybe I got to run over my equipment here, but very odd that nothing's changed equipment-wise, and I wouldn't be able to read you.
Anthony, you're doing fine. It's Dakota. I can hear you. You're coming in fine. Totally fine. I think it's Dakota. He's on his new Kenwood handheld, using the rubber duck inside his vehicle. KZHZ.
Thanks. That's what I thought. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Still working on my first cup of Joe, though. I need to get through that quicker. Get on to the next one.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm right there with you.
Greg and I might slide down to Belle Isle today. We had talked about it. It's kind of penciled in, and do a POTA activation down there. And I haven't been to Belle Isle in, geez, I don't know, 20 years. So that might be fun.
That's awesome. You will be greatly surprised by how much nicer it is than last time you were there. And if you guys ever get down there on a Friday or on a weekend, which you probably wouldn't do on a weekend, let me know. I work remote on Fridays, and maybe at lunch I could slide down there and see you guys.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. We should plan that, while the weather is still with us. That was kind of tough to say. A lot of W's. More coffee.
Yeah, Belle Isle's been greatly improved over the last, call it, 10 years since the state took it over. I don't want to oversell it in case, it's end of season and they're lowering their staff levels, but most days you go down there, it's clean. It's safe. There's a state police and a DNR post right on the island, and it's just people recreating. It's pretty awesome now. I didn't get down there much this summer, but in the past summers, we'll get down there very often. Early in the morning on the weekends, me and some buddies will run down there, and taking my daughter to the beach there a few times, but it's a good time, and it's beautiful.
Ah, very good. Is there a certain spot on the island where we should go to kind of set up? I have no clue. I'm going to pull in and go, okay, right or left.
So when you get on the island, you have to go right. There is, you can go all the way down to the bottom, the south end of the island, and from where you get on the island all the way down, it's not that far. It's about 6 miles around the island, the circumference. But there's several places. I mean, you could set up at the south end of the island. You could set up, there's some different, like, areas, picnic areas, as you're going back up north on the island. And then along the north edge of the island, there's some areas that you could set up. And then again on the west side of the island where the beach is, there's a couple spots to pull off and park. There's also on that west side, just south of the beach, there's a lot of like picnic areas, a lot of areas with trees. There's some areas there with pavilions and picnic tables that you'd be able to sit under the pavilion and put antennas up in the trees if you wanted. You guys would probably be best served thinking about it maybe on that west side, south of the beach, north of the bridge. But, I mean, it's really dealer's choice that if you could find a spot on the south end right there, you'd be looking right at the city and the Rensen while you're working the radio. That'd be pretty cool. But I'd definitely recommend the island. And then go ahead and make your decision. You know, it's 30 miles an hour, so it takes a few minutes to get around the island, but it's worth it.
Very cool. Okay, I'm looking at a map of the island, and as you were describing it, I'm scrolling around the map. Yeah, very cool. Maybe we will end up over on the beach area. Between the beach and the bridge, and I see there's a fishing pier there too, maybe over in that area. But yeah, we'll take a drive around the island, and it looks like there's a road that, oh, it's called Central Ave, that goes through the middle of the island. Man, there's baseball field, soccer field, huh, pretty cool.
Yeah, so between that Central Ave and the main road that goes around the island, so at that point on the island, the main road would be going south because it's one way. Between Central Ave and the main road, there are pavilions, lots of trees, things like that. But yeah, over by the baseball fields, there's not a lot of trees, but a lot of open area that you could set up. Depending on what kind of antennas you're going to run. But definitely, there's a lot of old growth trees and things like that to put antennas up in.
Good deal. Okay, I'm going to fire up another cup of Joe. Thanks for the advice, Anthony, and hope you have a great one today. And check one more day off the week for the weekend to get here for you. Okay, I'll... we'll certainly post on Telegram if we go and see what the results we get. Hopefully the noise floor is good down there. All right, Anthony, 73, man. Nice chatting with you. KZAZ.
Have a great morning and enjoy retirement while us working stiffs are still at it. K8RUH, mobile and listening.
I may have to switch to the big old Comet bag mount.
What's that, Dakota? You switch to a Comet mag mount, or you may have to switch to a Comet mag mount?
I think I'm going to have to. There's a lot of dead spots on my way from my house to the office. Now I'm on Hall Road, I'm fine, but I was at like 29 and 53, and couldn't get clear signal until I got south of, like, I don't know, I was at like 23 Mile Road when it started coming in clear.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I just didn't know if it was my equipment because I was over on a different repeater this morning talking to a gentleman, and I couldn't get him in at all either. But I think he, if he's who I think he is, I think he's on a hot spot, and he has trouble getting into that repeater other times On the double nickel, there's a guy over there, Steve. I can't remember his call right now. But sometimes he's trying to get in there on an HT during their Monday nets, and it's tough to hear him sometimes. So he might have just been in his house on an HT. But, yeah, it's sounding way better now.
Yeah, you might have seen that, but it wasn't you. So I'm going to, I don't know, I'd like to find a creative way and a subtle way to put an actual antenna on this truck without touching my paint. But I don't know if that's a thing without using a mag mount. But I still have my Comet. Problem is I only have a 2x4, and they're gigantic, so I'll probably have to get like an 18-inch or something just for, well, I don't know. Kind of lose-lose.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, like, that and that 2x4 that I got from you, it's, like, totally obnoxious, but it operates so well that I can't complain.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, once you use one of those, nothing else works in comparison.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because every time, like, I go downtown for a baseball game or anything like that, I have to take the antenna off, and it's annoying, but, you know, I'd rather nobody mess with my stuff than leave that giant antenna up.
No, I agree. I'm just trying to keep it low pro on this truck because, I don't know, that was the only thing that bothered me. That antenna sticks out like a sore thumb, so I'm trying to keep it nonchalant to where, like, the mag mount's super nice. I can reach up and just pull the thing off and put it in the passenger seat, and then when I'm leaving, throw it back on. But maybe I'll just have to wait until I get to, like, 25th-mile road to start talking. I don't know.
There is that option, too, but I agree with you. Like, there is something nice. You know, I had that MFJ mag mount antenna on my car before I got that 2x4. And it was nice, you know, low profile. You just take it off when you don't want anybody to realize what you're doing, or when you just want it off your car. But, you know, the 2x4 is not permanent, but rather permanent. It's not a quick release or anything like that. So, I don't know. It's six of one, half a dozen of another, and it'll always be the battle of having something really good and permanent, or having something that's okay and you can make it work at any point taking it on and off. It's just like the difference between a mobile and an HT, right?
That is the compromise. Running on an HT with a BNC mag mount, so you're not gonna, I'm not gonna be working for repeaters like I was when I had my 200 or my 5100 and 2x4s. So it'd be what it'd be. It works good enough. But I'm going to the office. I will, I'm leaving the office at 4 o'clock today, so I don't know if you'll be around or in the mobile or not, but I will be, I'll be on the air at home. So I'll be clear up here on APDF. All
right, cool. Have a good day. I will, I'll try to catch up with you. I'm leave the office between 4 and 4:30, so if I can hop on before you get an no-man's land, I'll talk to you then. KE8RUH. I will be I'll be listening and mobile.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Sean. So I found that cable I was asking you about. I found it. Ah, okay. You finally got into that other box that was hiding it. Yeah, actually, I spotted that and went, ooh, I could use that. And I threw it in a little box with my stuff. And I didn't think of it. I was going through some stuff. And I says, oh, there it is. Yeah, whoops. That's funny how we got FTA running in the background here. It's funny how we put something in some spot and go, I'm going to put it here because I'll remember it. And it's gone.
Roger that. All right, anyhow, I've got contractors coming in to do work on one of my sites, and I got to tend to some stuff before I split out the door, so just heard you guys chatting here, and by the way, for everybody listening, I've got the Central Michigan repeaters are disconnected from the FBI repeaters until I can get up to the site and power cycle the GMRS repeater, because every time the UMP repeater comes up, it trashes the GMRS repeater, so I disconnected them until I can get up there. Just FYI. All right, I'll be back. W8FU.
Very cool, Sean. And you're supposed to end it with, does that make sense? KZ8T.
I mean, it was 2 seconds after I posted that, the guy said it again, and just constantly throughout. Does that make sense? It was always in this upspeak way, too. Does that make sense? Like,
NAKDP. NAKDP mobile for a bit.
Good morning.
How goes it? Been kind of quiet on the repeaters as of lately, or maybe my timing's just been off. So, how's the world treating you?
Not too bad. We've got a lot going on. Short staff, everybody's off running on jobs. Keeps me locked down, but matter of fact, I'm down at 696 in Mound right now. I'm going to be stuck here pretty much all day as I'm getting some electrical work done on one of my sites. I've got keyless entry getting done at one of my other sites. I got a tech tied up there. Got, programming going on, so I got techs at that location. Everybody's spread out, 3 sheets to the wind.
Are these all the professional sites, or are these the amateur sites that you're a little of both?
It's all the day job.
Very good. Yeah, we got robbed again last night at our office, believe it or not. These battery-powered cut wheel saws get them into our storage units pretty quick. So I have to go up and deal with that. So that's one thing. So starting off to be an exciting morning. And what else is happening? There's something else I had to ask you about, but it must not have been that important.
Man, that's weird for where you're at. I wouldn't expect that. You got to move down here to the inner city to get away from all that crime.
You know, it's kind of funny. That's why we moved up here, because we thought we were going to get lucky, and it actually worked against us. I mean, you know, because you're not dealing with, you know, that strong of a law enforcement group. I'm not saying that they're bad or anything. I'm just saying, you know, like, you go down there in some of those areas. I saw a pretty significant accident yesterday at, Van Dyke and 14, and I was amazed at the amount of resources that showed up to help that lady. You know, she flipped her car, and I mean, it was 3 monster fire trucks, probably 15, 20 firemen, 5 or 6 officers. I mean, it was a very impressive team, and they were all young and in shape. Very, 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 very proud of that group.
Man, we must have passed each other. I was right there, right then. Saw that. Little white car flipped over.
Yeah, perfectly on its top. So, yeah, I was in the parking lot. I was getting ready to go into that dealership, and she came out completely unscathed. She actually refused treatment. It was a small infant, I don't know, probably 2 years old, I should say, maybe not an infant, in a car seat. Car seat did its job, and all the airbags did its job. So she refused treatment, and they got her out like pretty quick. Response time was amazing, so that was good. Oh, I know, I was going to tell you, tomorrow I get to go play fireman. About five of our team from the other side of the state is showing up to that 9/11 memorial because for all of the firefighters that had passed in the last year, you know, line of duty deaths, and our team that I'm a part of had lost one. So I'm going to meet my buddies there. So tomorrow I get to get and put on my official uniform.
Hot diggity, you can still fit into it. Good for you. Where's that at? Is that over on the, you got to go to Pawpaw, or is that over somewhere else?
It's in Oakland County. Just a second, let me look at my phone. That's a good question. Telegraph, I thought. What's up, Pontiac address? Just a second, I'll tell you. But there's going to be a lot of fire departments there.
Roger that. There you go. All right, anyhow, I've got to figure out why my generator kicked on here. My guys are in, they're wiring in a manual transfer switch for me so that I can come in and jack in my portable generator if I have a problem with the installed generator. And right while they started getting set up, my generator kicked on. I think it's just I happened to hit on test day, and it's testing, so I'm waiting for that to kill. But I got to go take a look at the panel and see if it's just in test or if there's some sort of a power failure. It would figure. Then I got to go find a place to sit down, get some breakfast, and get on a meeting at 10. So, Chewy, I'll be back in a few. I got to go check this out. W8FU.
Okay, I'll have to catch you later. 1200 North Telegraph, Michigan Memorial Wall. Telegraph Road, Pontiac, Michigan. So there's probably for fallen police and fallen firemen. So that's where I shall be. Michigan Fallen Heroes.
Still there, Wally?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's all it was. We just happened to hit when the generator was running its weekly test. I knew it was on Tuesdays. I thought it was a little earlier. I thought it was about 7 because I had already got. I got my portable at one of the sites, and that one reports to me when it runs, when it stops. So I. And I'd already seen that this morning. So I'm like, well, why is this one running and stuff? So it must be just, this one must be just an hour off or something. Anywho, I'm going to go find myself a place to hanker down and get my laptop out and get ready for a meeting at 10. I'm going to be stuck here at 11 in Mound for the day, babysitting the electrical contractors, because I can't leave them at the site.
That copper don't mean anything to them. So, okay, Sean. Hey, I got to let you go. Yeah, it's the Michigan Memorial, the Fallen Wall, somewhere in Pontiac. That's where I'll be. I'll tell you more about it later, either on the telephone or back on the radio. So I got to get out of here. NAKPB.
All right, Wally, we'll catch you later, and if I don't talk to you, I'll talk to you, but if I don't, have fun. All right, later, W8FU. I heard somebody call me, very noisy, but I could make my call out, I think.
There's nothing better
than AWJ. Jay, yeah, that's better. How you doing?
guess I'm all right. Look, how well do you know about computers?
Oh, I'd say I'm better than the average bear, but I'm no expert. There's plenty I don't know, but better than the average bear.
I suppose that'll work. Look, I have a computer, and the motherboard is gone. Is it worth fixing?
Well, that's a loaded question. It can't be answered very easily. It really depends on the rest of the hardware. First of all, how old is this computer, roughly?
You would have to ask that. Oh, it's probably about 10, 15 years old.
Throw it in the trash. If you can't remember, it's too old to put any money into. I'm sure everything in it is not worth it, and there's such good deals that you can get on computers that are just a couple, 3-4 years old, you know, that got retired on a refresh program, you know, at a big corporation or something. Nah, don't even waste your time.
Okay, well, my computer, you know, I don't know what happened. Computer, you know, it just stopped working. So I was told just when they looked at it. So you say worth saving, just go out and get, well, I did get a new computer, and the gentleman took the guts out and put it in my new computer, but I was just saying, well, shoot, if it was this possible, maybe I could use it just for, like, ex-computer, you know, put upstairs in my house or something. I got one downstairs, put one upstairs. But you said it's not worth, probably not worth fixing them.
No, I mean, by the time you get a new motherboard, and if you can replace it yourself, but if you can't, you know, you got to find somebody to do it for you. If you got to pay anybody anything to put it in and get it back up and running for you, it just ain't worth the hassle. You know, the only thing I'd do is if you got valuable information on the hard drive, you can generally hang the hard drive off of your whatever new one you get, but honestly, Jay, there's some, you know, there's probably computers 10 times better than that one you could get for, you know, a couple $100. And, you know, and the whole shooting match. So it just ain't worth it. Hey, listen, I got to get inside this restaurant here, get my computer set up, because I got a 10 o'clock I got to get on. And so I got to get kind of situated. If you need anything else, I'll be back out here in a while, and I'd be more than happy to talk with you more in depth then. But right now I got to jump. W8FU after yours.
All right, Sean. Have a good one. Thanks for coming back. This is an HWG up there.
An
HWG LAB at PR.
ABHPR NAWGL. What's going on, Phil? I'm sure you made Finley, didn't you?
Yeah, but I was disappointed. It's a fraction of what it used to be. You looking for a new computer? Well, what's it? I just caught the end of what you were talking about with Sean.
Well, I got a new computer, Phil. But what happened with my old computer, it stopped working. I had the plug made some spark or something. It was in and out of a spark or something, and it did something to the computer. Well, I got it checked out, and the guy told me that the motherboard is gone. So I said, well, I just want to know how important it is to I was, you know, I just want to see how important it is to have the motherboard replaced.
Yeah, well, you said it's an old computer. Do you need it?
No, not now. I mean, it would be nice for a backup. I mean, you know, have two computers, you know. I mean, you know, I live in this bungalow house, and got a computer on the first floor. I want to put one upstairs. Maybe when my grandkids come over, something like that, they can play with it or something.
Okay, because I was thinking, I've got an old, well, it's not that old, an old tower computer with, you know, that I built using, you know, motherboard, video cards, you know, the whole thing, that I'm not using anymore. I was thinking about actually taking to a swap, seeing about selling it. So, but it sounds like you really probably don't need it.
Oh, it's just sitting here collecting dust now. I didn't know what to do with it, you know. I loved it when it was working, but I don't know, it's just, I should have one of them protectors on there, you know, a third protector or something like that, and maybe it would have been still working, but this is an old computer. I haven't had it for years and years and years, and I know these computers, I mean, they get outdated quick, so I did get a new one. A friend of mine ordered it for me, and but it's a real big computer. He said, man, this computer that I got for you is it's a probably overkill for me, he said. You know, it's a graphic computer and all this kind of stuff. He said, probably most of the stuff that's on there, I'm not even going to be using. But it's about four times bigger than the computer I got.
Okay. Yeah, well, Sean is right. The price of new computers is so cheap now that, I mean, stuff that was taken out of service, it's not worth it to do anything else. All right, I got to get back to what I was doing. Trying to decide if I'm going to go to the Adrian swap next Sunday. Yeah, we got a few days to decide.
Oh, no, I've never been to Adrian. Well, how do you get there?
You drive. it's between Ann Arbor and Jackson, but south. Probably about, I'm going to guess, 20 miles south. If you drew a line from Ann Arbor to Jackson and went south in the middle, about 20 miles, I think that's about where it is.
Okay, but see, okay, well, what I'm trying to ask you there, Phil, is what road you would take to get there from here?
Well, you'd probably take I-94 to US 23 south to US 12, I think it is. You know, and I think that takes you to, you take that to, I think it's, was it M-52 or M-50, I'm not sure which, and you go south and you're there.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, well, I would love to go, maybe. When is it, what is it, next Sunday?
I believe so. I'm just going to double check that. I'm just looking it up now, actually. Yeah, it's this Sunday. 8 o'clock to whenever.
Well, all right, I'll look into it. I'll probably go in and then see what's up and see just how far it is and possibly get an address. Yep. All right, Bill, well, thanks for having me. Hey, you have a good day.
Daisy 83 Mobile. KZ8Z, just seeing if I'm making it in. I'm on Belle Isle, trying to hit the Warren repeater. Am I making it? Bueller? Yes. Perfect. Thank you for that extremely efficient response. KZ8Z.
Are you mobile, portable? What's your... status?
I'm on an HT, sitting on the island here with Greg.
Well, you are full quieting. I wouldn't be able to tell you're on an HT from your base. Perfect copy.
Wow. It always amazes me. We are up on a little hill. We're on a grassy knoll, as they say. Okay, Sean, I'll let you get back at it. KZ8Z.
Yeah, I'm in the car when I come to a stop, and if I turn the fan off on the air conditioning blower, there's maybe a little fry in there, but it's so hard to hear, I couldn't even tell the first time. But no, you sound great. Very good. Good venue. Enjoy. And, well, we'll catch in. We'll catch the reports later. W8FU.
Copy that. Yeah, we'll post them.
Hey there, Uber. How's it going, eh? Oh, don't you know? It's going great, you betcha. working on the return trip here. The audio should sound a little better. We fiddled around with it and brought her up yesterday evening. See, the sign here says Manistique, 25 miles. Roger. Well, you certainly got the audio working. No problem. Well, very good. That's a long drive to PM a recording project, but hey, why not? But then you're not that far, right? Are you coming back now, or are you going to... Ontonagon or whatever.
Yeah, we're going halfway home. Yeah, we're going to Akiak, which is halfway between Rogers City and Sheboygan on US 23. Yeah, it's a 4 hour, just 4 hour and some change drive between the Menominee 911 and in the up north house. But I took go over that project from another PM who is not with the company anymore, so I had to go up and, you know, show my smile and face and, do an in-person there. You know, it's a long ride, but, hey, you know, part of the job. I can think of worse places to go.
Oh, no, I'd have no problem with that. I love driving. Especially places I like to be. An up north can be place I like to be. So, I thought your place was in the UP. You're saying it's down here, eh?
Yep, northern lower. It's about 45 minutes from my house to the bridge. Or Rogers City. I'm almost exactly halfway between them.
You had a little network snafu there in that last one, and I missed it, but I heard Rogers City in 45 minutes from the bridge, but I'm just trying to think. I see 23. So 23 and 75 come together there at Grayling, right? So you're south of the split? Or no, you can't be if you're only 45. Well, I'm trying to picture it.
Well, 23 and 75 come together at, what is it, the 202 yardstick south of West Branch. Oh, no, actually, it's further south. It's 33 that splits off at that. 23 splits off at 75, was it Sterling? A little north of Bay City. And then, you know, it winds up through the thumb through Tawas and Oscoda and, you know, up at Alpena and around that side. If you want to maximize the express, 75, either Indian River or Toppin at 313, you know, head east from there.
Okay, I forget where my cousin moved. His boy is in Posen, and he's south of that. Quite a ways, and then some other friends in Mayo, so just trying to picture it all. Yeah, I know where, of course, Tawas and Alpena is and all that, so somewhere in that whole mess of things, Black Lake, Mullet Lake, I got a lot of things I can visualize up there, but I'm just not... whatever. Not firing the brain cells.
Yep. Well, I know where Posen is. That's in the southern part of Presque Isle County. Akiak is the northern part of the county. That's probably... Posen is probably... Or if you know where Hanaway is on Route 68. 68 and 33 come together in Hanaway. You know, on Hanaway State Park, which is at Black Lake. You know, that's fairly close proximity also.
Oh, you're way up there. Okay. I was not visualizing that. So, up north of Alpena, I'm guessing. And, you said Posen is in the south end of the county, so, I mean, you far from the water? You got to be close to the water.
Oh, gosh, yes, we're close to the water. on the direction the wind blowing, we can hear the water on here on lapping on the shore.
Okay, I got you now. I just I don't know why I just didn't have a good mental image of where you're at, but now I kind of got you. So, oh, very good. And with your job, I'm sure you can spend a bit of time there, work from there, providing you got some good internet. So, very cool. All right, well, I'm pulling into 2704. I've got electricians on site doing some wiring me in a transfer switch. Not that I left them there unattended, but, you know, I'm back.
Okay, Sean. Yeah, that's, we'll let you go on. Jump over on the other node. Yeah, straight line from our house to Lake Huron is probably all of about 1,000 feet. You know, we're on the west side of 23. We're not on the water side of it, but... You know, from to shore is probably, you know, we're extremely close to the water. We're on Hammond Bay area. All right, hey, how's you doing, Sean? Take care. Give Jeff a holler back over on the other note. W8FU, WTPUT.
All righty. Yeah, we'll catch you later. Travel safe, and we'll catch you in a bit. Just pulled up. W8FU.
Somebody looking for me? NAKPP.
Yeah, well, yeah, I just pulled out a job site. I was talking to Dan and... Just got to a job site here. Got to run back in a bit. W8FU.
Oh, no, hurry. I was in the other room. Thought I heard my name. Chat later. KPP.
N1KRD mobile.
KFAS mobile.
AFADAS N1KRD, how are you doing today?
N1KRD, KFADAS returning. I think I've spoken to you before, I don't remember. Name here is Dave.
Yeah, Dave, this is Nick over here. We have spoken briefly, I think, either maybe on this repeater or possibly the Who Cares node. I'm over here, living in Southfield currently in Huntington Woods at the moment.
Okay, yeah, there was another Nick I talked to. I don't know if you're the same Nick.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Might have cut out at the end there. I know we've talked briefly. Maybe you did talk to another Nick too, though. Who knows? Yeah, you know, I think about it. Last time I caught you on the Who Cares note, it was a couple months back probably. I ended up talking to Captain Don about some satellites and stuff, but haven't been on the air as much lately, but trying to get back out there a little bit.
Yeah, it seems like that's how we are, ham radio operators. Go through seasons, we get interested for a little while, and then we go off the air for a while, and then we come back. But yeah, I'm usually on the repeaters, I'm in the car, but then yeah, on the node when at home. And right now my situation, I don't have an antenna on the house, so everything has to be, you know, in the car or on, hotspots.
same here. I kind of told myself I was going to put up an antenna on the house this summer, and it didn't quite happen yet anyway, so I don't know. Eventually I'll get around to it, but I have the car and the hotspot node stuff works pretty good for me.
He's always trying to talk to the astronauts.
Yeah, I mean it's nice enough to just use the repeater, but that's pretty cool to talk to the astronauts. That's awesome.
Yeah, and if that's something you're interested in, you don't have to get like expensive equipment. You can use like even some people are just using their mobile radios in their car. But he's using an HT. And he's got that arrow antenna, and he's just gotten good at multitasking, I guess, because I don't think I could do that, where you're trying to point and aim the satellite and then trying to make a video. Kind of funny.
Yeah, I actually have one of the arrow antennas, and I picked up one of those, the RT3S, and working on getting the OpenGD77 firmware and stuff on there. So yeah, I'm playing around with that. I got a couple HTs I can use and stuff, but yeah, it's always good fun.
Okay, yeah, you're halfway there then. Yeah, I've been wanting to do it, but I just haven't yet the chance. You know, usually the passes are like early in the morning or doing something else and just not really paying attention to it. But, you know, I was thinking like I could just jump in the car and go to like a parking lot and I should be able to hit it with my mobile. But I haven't, you know, I just haven't been motivated to do it. But, all that. Do you do any HF stuff? Do you have your general, or where are you at right now in your ham radio career?
I have not picked up a general yet. I've had the tech here about a year and a half. Although I did just pick up my first HF radio, which I haven't really fired up yet, but I got a IT7000, kind of one of the shack-in-the-box type radio, so I'm getting excited to start playing around with that.
Oh yeah, those are rare ones. Yeah, no, that's like, is that the one that has like a head unit on a cable, and then it can do UHF, VHF, and NHF, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I don't have like the separation kit, to separate the head unit, but it can do that, so I may or may not get that. I don't know how easy it is to come by, but either way, yeah, it's does HF and VHF UHF, so Everything you need, all there.
Yeah, I don't have fun with that. I know one guy, he tried, he ran like a, because I think they're just like Ethernet cords, you know, like for computer networking, the Cat 6 cables or whatever. And I know one guy, he ran it out to his garage or something. He had the unit in his house, and he ran the head unit out to the house, and he was kind of using it remotely. And that seems like a lot of fun. But I don't know how well that would work. I don't know how long you can do it and all that stuff. But anyways, you can get on 10 meter. 10 meter has been open lately, so you can, you know, even though you only got your tech, you can still play around over there.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan. So try to get out there soon. Alright, well, I got to step out here. It's about time to pick up my son from school. So, good talking to you, Dave. And this is Nick again over here, KF8SN1KRD73T. I'll catch you next time.
Alright, Nick. Say 73 for now. If you got your notes, though, come and say hi once in a while. We'll talk to you later, KF8S.
Yeah, will do. I'll hop on the stairs node next time. All right, catch you later.
Okay, that's a wrap. W8FU.
W8FU, Royal Joke. K8DB from W8FU.
WBAE monitoring.
Wadu, your ears burning?
You got cut off a little bit. Want to repeat it?
Oh, I just asked if your ears were burning.
Now, I can remember, it didn't happen to me. Some of the guys got a burning sensation when we were overseas in the Navy.
There you go. I was just talking to Chuck. We were gabbing, and I mentioned I hadn't heard you in a bit. Hey, you know if the shindig here at the Buddhist Meditation Center, is that over for the summer or for the year? Or think we could sneak one in before it's over?
I asked the gal about it. She was sitting here the other day. Yeah, and for some reason we got waylaid to thought.
Good afternoon. Is that Nick?
That it is. Go ahead and go back to Walt. And I'll jump in after you come back.
Let's see if I have it. Hi, Nick. Hold on. Last Friday, I went to the Ukrainian Center. Oh, my God. Food coma. I can't go there that much. I really can't. Phenomenal. $16, all you can eat. I don't even touch the salad. I don't touch the salad. People my age don't touch salads. Our folks are depression-era people. You can eat a lettuce at home. Anyway, the food was phenomenal. I do give a holler for you about every other day, a little bit after 7, and about this time, sometimes I catch you and I don't. If Nick wants to get a hold of you, fine, I will stand by. Go ahead, Sean, WP80.
Oh, no, I just think he's jumping in the rotation there, but
Oh, that's funny then. I don't know. You know, I'm going in most days. Of course, today I didn't get out there at the normal time. So, who knows? It must just be missing each other. I'm on drive time in the morning and then sometimes drive time in the evening. And I've usually got it within an earshot through the evening. So I'd hear you, but we got to get by that 168, too. We still got to do that. So even if the meditation center is over, we got that. Nick, what's your status? You downtown heading home or just running around up at your house?
Nah, eastbound, just went on 59, heading from downtown. Got out of late because of dealing with some stuff. You know how that goes. Nope, just making my way. Coming in through Richmond, so it should be good. No, Walt, I was just jumping in the rotation there for a little drive time entertainment.
Okay, Nick. Yeah, I wasn't being, discourteous or anything. I hate M59. Oh, God. I guess the guys Thursday are going to have a lark in a park up at Stoney. I may be able to make that. I've been having trouble with that walking business a lot, Sean. Really bad. Really bad. I don't know. Yeah, that 168 sounds good, too. I gotta have a Boulder wonton again. Oh, my God, that was 5-star. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm looking at the schedule here for the Sunday market. And, they just had one this Sunday past. So they're going to have it on September 22nd, October 6th, October 27th, and all the way to November 10th. Wow. So we still got 4 more to go. Go figure. I don't know if you'd, Nick, I don't know if you'd heard Walt and I talking about this before, but they got this Midwest Buddhist Meditation Center at Common and Ryan, 12.5 and Ryan and Warren. And every other Sunday, starting in May, the beginning of May, through the beginning of November, first week of November, obviously, they have this market. And it's all these open-air booths, where they serve Southeast Asian food. I don't think there's any one particular, brand, Thai, Hmong, probably several other flavors, but good stuff. Enjoy doing that. Walt and I, we were going quite a bit, and then we haven't gone recently, but I got to get back before the end of the year. So that's what we're referring to there.
It sounds like a good time. Had a different lunch today. Went down to something called the Dearborn Meat Market. It's not your typical market. It's like Arabic food, kind of falafel and, halal and that kind of thing. But they had regular meat, too. Some ribeye steak kebabs. Two of the troopers on the Evel Knievel took us there. So we're helping their unit out, getting back up and running. So we went to lunch there and went back and did our thing. Got them back on the road with the technology issues that they were having. So, it was good food. It was different. Never been there, but we'll go back again. Let's put it that way. Walt?
Yeah, there's so many choices nowadays. One day I'm still going to do it. I don't know when. I'm going to go to that Bangladesh restaurant in Hamtramck. One of the guys I follow on YouTube, he goes all over the country. Reminds you of Anthony Bourdain. Just no opinions, no political party. It just shows you what's going on in the world. Very interesting, very low-key. And he was in a Bangladesh restaurant. I wanted to take Charlene there, but either we weren't hungry or she didn't want to go. She was a beautiful steak and potatoes type person, but I like to try different food. And we sure have it around this part of Macomb County, and We sure do. Sean?
I'd like to try that. I don't know where that is, but I'd like to give that a try. I'll give everything a try. You know, one that I have had, you know, a bit now, you know, and I'm trying to see if I like it, is Indian. I'm just not a fan. And I've tried several different places, and it's okay, but it just, I don't find it, you know, not like I like the Thai and other various foods, but just not a big fan. And then I went to a place down at Ten and Ryan with a guy I work with a week or two ago, and that place was outstanding. And I'm like, so I guess it's just, you know, just a matter of finding the right cook from the right place, you know. And I imagine they have variations all over, you know, there's a lot of people there, and I'm sure there's a lot of variations in the cooking. So I was quite pleased with our outing there. Anywho, but yeah, Bangladeshi, I'd like to try that. What's the other one too? Blue Nile, the Ethiopian. I always make jokes about you know, them and not having a lot of food, and so Ethiopian restaurants, kind of a head scratcher. But I'd like to try that. Never done that. They got one down by where you work, Nick, I think.
They got one just about one of everything down by where I work now. But yeah, I'd try that too. I'm like you. I'll try anything once. But, getting in the meat and potatoes of the phone system install. Motorola's been on site in Gaylord this week. They're down at my place next. So it might be a 5-day week next week at the office, depending. So we'll see. And other part of my unit, we've been swapping out body-worn cameras. So been day tripping to different posts, dealing with that stuff. So just been all around busy. But always time for lunch, though. That just seems to be the one common with everybody in our unit. Got to go have something different for lunch. Say you did it, Walt?
Yeah, Nick, and I come from the brown bag generation. Oh, man, I tell you, Sears, I worked for Sears for 25 years. In their prime, they had an employee's cafeteria, and Mrs. King, she was the cook. They actually cooked their own food, made her soups. Oh, my God, was it good. Then the general cafeteria on the first floor was this gal, Wanda Stafford. Her business for years was wedding food at Polish weddings. She, you know, she ran the kitchen. You hired her after the ceremony, you know, for evening. Used to serve breakfast and sort of like a brunch and then evening. That way the old-timers could sober up a little bit and for the main event, you know, stealing the ashtrays, fighting with their brother-in-laws. It got quite lively at times. Nothing like the smell of a VFW hall in Hamtramck. You walk in, the urine, the cigarette smoke, spilled beer on the floor. I should put that stuff in a bottle and sell it. Sean?
Okay. I don't know who's lining up to buy it, but like your entrepreneurial spirit. Oh, geez. Anywho, I am trying to finish up something here, and I am not finding what I'm looking for. This is bugging me. I'm on the computer here trying to finish up. I had some work done myself here. I had some contractors that was dealing with electrical work. Now I gotta look something up they did to see if it's, it struck me as odd. But anyhow, so I think I'm gonna have to get to this. Pardon me, I'll be back here in about probably 15, 20 minutes if you're still around. Nick, go ahead. W8FU.
Yeah, it's one of those nights to get things done. I'm heading right for the fire station. Apparently, they have finally decided to bring fiber right next to the fire station. Apparently, the guy from the company is supposed to be there inquiring if we're wanting to connect to it, and I had to use the some choice words to the fire chief to ask the phone to, as to voice my pleasure, yes, we do want that. So he's like, well, can you meet with the guy today? I'm like, well, no, I'm at the office, but can't do that. I said, but I can do it later this afternoon. The tech is supposed to be there at 4:30, but traffic is not going to allow that. So we'll go see what we can do with that and maybe get off one of those lovely internet service providers that charges too much. And Sean, you know what I'm talking about. But I should be back out here for a couple minutes. If not, I'll be back out later. I'll catch you later if I don't talk to you. Well, go ahead.
Yep, catch you later, Sean. Now, who do you work for, Nick?
I'll say it this way. Blue car, single red light.
Okay, that's not the ice cream man. Okay. Oh. I wonder if he's still working. Zaremski, he was out in Bloomfield Township, West Bloomfield. I know Pete AAGK just retired from the local department there. I haven't thought of that. Young guy, he's probably 52 now. No, maybe 62. Oh, my God, am I old. Anyway, we had a guest come in the other day. I don't know if Sean knows him, WDHCRT. Very interesting, very interesting. He's been a contract worker, and for most of them, I've known him. He's worked on a Goodyear blimp, whatever it is, and he got a hold of a satellite phone one year in Iraq and gave me a call during field day. How's it going for field day? Anyway, he's showing his wife Michigan. And he gave a holler and came over to the house and we visited for a while. And as long as he spent at one place, broken up a little, was Kwajalein in the South Pacific, doing what, you know, none of my business, and contract work. But anyway, time well spent.
Yeah, I've been a state government employee for almost 24 years. It'll be 24 years in March. The first 22 of it, I did 901 dispatch. So, but now I still work in the 901 field, but I deal with our computer-aided dispatch and our 901 phone system. So that's my main job. And then our unit's a statewide unit, so we do a mobile office. So we do anything in the patrol car or anything that the trooper has to use in the course of their job in the patrol car.
I don't know if you could say or you know the price of a well-equipped the state trooper, the everyday state trooper car. How much money is invested in that whole unit?
Close to about between $65,000 and $70,000 by the time you put all the equipment in it.
WBAD. I thought it'd be more, really. I live in Sterling Heights. We got quiet, a real quiet neighborhood. I mean quiet. We have two noises, the lawn care and the FedEx, those trucks that deliver everything to your house because nobody goes out anymore.
Well, the good thing about when the state upfits our cars, because the state actually builds our cars, most of the time they're reusing a lot of it, like the computer, the radio, the radar, you know, things of that nature. They just take it from one car and put it in the other car. So a lot of that cost, that keeps a little bit of the cost down. But, heck, cost of the base price of a car now is almost 40. So when you think about it, 65 to 70 is not that far off.
Yeah, cars have gotten crazy in their price. I mean it. Like a Chrysler, they only sell one type of minivan now, you know, before you'd have a selection. I think they call it the Pacifica. We were talking about that the other day at a lark. And Anyway, the guys are supposed to be up at Stony meeting Thursday. We'll see if I can make it. Other than that, I got them hit the head. Always a pleasure, Nick. And if you ever down my way, I'll take you to Hamtramck and we'll get some duck blood soup, huh, Shanina? Huh? Ciao for now, WP80.
Ciao for now, all. Take care. Always good talking to you. WB80, W8NSC.
Green 8K TP Mobile.
This is Mike Zero D Headcase, Mike Zero Delta Hotel Alpha, just testing the Echo Link application through my PC, and I'm going to, I believe, the US repeater, Kilo 8, I think it might be nice, guys, like, to give me Johnny Ware for some of that. Yeah, K-8-S-B-I, I think it is, Kate. Oh, I better get my glasses on, I'm getting too old. But yeah, Mike Zero, DHA, I'm just calling from the UK via Echo Link and going through the repeater there in the state. Again, I'll get my glasses back from here. I can see K8SB. Well, that's a good one. K8SBI. I say QRZ if there's anybody there. And I say I'm just testing the Echo Link out from a very cold North Staffordshire in the UK. And I'm just listening to any calls. Looking good, Mike Zero DHA and Zero DHA, listening to you, K8FBI, QRZ, for any calls. Mike Zero DHA, listening to the US repeater, K8FBI, QRZ.
Yeah, station on Echo Link, your audio is very weak. Audio is very weak. Over.
Thank you very much for that, young man. Can you just bear with me 2 seconds and I'll have a little trouble. I was hoping somebody would come back to me. It's a long time since I've used the Echo Link app on the PC. So if you could just bear with me now just for a second, the call sign is Mike Zero Delta Victor Alpha, and the name is Darren, and I'm in the United Kingdom. I'm a city of Stoke.
Somebody's got a mic open somewhere in
Echo Link. Where the Royal Dalton was made, and
he said he was calling the FBI, mumbling in there, but I don't know.
QRZ, but I'll just do a little bit of tweaking and poking, and I'll just take it back to you there.
Yeah, I can hear the background, I just can't pick up what's being said. Yeah, I can hear you.
I'll just take a pit there in case you're just having a queue work out. Like I say, Mike0DHK, I mean, that sounds, I mean, your audio is absolutely BBC quality, if that makes sense. I have come a little bit nearer to the PC.
And we're back.
PC microphone, no special bells and whistles. And like I say, I've come a bit closer to probably where the webcam is, where the microphone is. So I don't know if that's any better there. I didn't get the call properly there. I mean, I'm seeing on the right here echo link, nodes, links, etc. with numbers. But I'm just looking at like the actual, I think it's the repeater, is it the Kilo 8? And it's a great one. I think it's Kilo 8 FVI N0DHA. Back to you there. Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to watch your transmit button there. We're hearing your background noise.
I just sent them to the land of misfit echo links. Front row.
Oh, my. Is that anyone that you out there, Sean?
It is. Who that?
Kilo 2 leading, Kilo 2 and Oscar. KCO, Tango Oscar Mary. We've chatted a few times with your hand there.
Yes, we have. Now, I mean, the guy was told a couple of times he was unintelligible, and then he continues to babble, and I had my volume up so loud that if anybody would have chimed in, I would have probably blown my speaker, and even that I could barely understand. So if he doesn't get his audio under control, I'm just going to nuke him again. He's checked in now to the station, coming in from wherever. I'm not sure if it was, I heard New Zealand. Your audio is very muddy, very low, not to mention just in general difficult to understand. So please try to correct it. There's no point in babbling on if you don't.
Yeah, the only time I use echo link is if I can get into the reflector during the week. Then I'll pop an echo link. Besides that, I try to stay off of it because it is so sketchy.
Yeah, it's kind of hit and miss. You know, sometimes I've heard people come in with echo link and they sound great. I can hardly distinguish them from a radio connection or an all-star connection. And other times, you know, it's all weak and muffly and very difficult to make out. So this is apparently one of the latter. So I don't know what's going on there, what his particular situation is, but it's just painful to try to decode. So anyhow, but he is back connected now, and hopefully he's taking note and making adjustments.
I got you there. How am I coming in on this 075 repeater? I'm just running 5 on it, coming down M53. I want to make sure I'm not over-modding or anything.
No, you sound very good on it. It doesn't quite have the footprint we had hoped. There is room for improvement, but I was hoping for a better footprint. But wherever you are right now, you are into it really well, especially consider 5 watts.
I'm actually at M53 and 32 Mile Road, so that's why I picked the Romeo repeater. I'll probably be dumping into Richmond, probably about a couple miles.
Yeah, you're right there. You're practically underneath it. And, yeah, if you're heading west or east, you'll be in Richmond's footprint very quickly. It covers really well to the west. I suspected it would. So, all right, I didn't mean to get in a big, long drawn out here. I was in the middle of something, and I heard the stuff coming in. I figured I'd address it. Dakota, were you out there as well? I think Dave was out there, too.
Person with the AKHF. I'm out here listening to KF8S. Moseying around.
The ATFM listening as well.
All right, starting that. Just kidding.
Sounds like a whole party going on. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mary. Right now I'm popping off of Romeo's. My call is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Thanks to somebody with a bad signal to bring us all out of the woodwork.
Okay, I think he's done a little bit in the mud. You guys know where the footprint of Richmond picks up at? Because I don't want to push out 25 if I don't have to.
You're going east of Romeo. Not really familiar with the roads over there, though. I'm sorry. But it picks up. I mean, if you can get into Romeo, you should be able to get into Richmond.
Yeah, I'm at 32 in Romeo Plain, so right around there. But, Commander, you said I should be hitting the Romeo footprint pretty soon. I try to keep it at 5 when I can. So like I said, I don't want to overmod anybody.
I would think at Romeo Plank you should be able to get into Richmond from there. Back, give it a shot, we'll let you know.
Yeah, I just popped on a Richmond, that's what, 625, because I know Warren's 600. So, I should be doing pretty good. I'm pushing 5 out right now.
I don't know if you're quite as clear as you were on the Romeo repeater, but obviously the farther you head east, the more that will reverse, and you're completely readable, so I wouldn't worry about switching back.
Wonderful. And I know with the Richmond repeater, I could push all the way up into Memphis, where I live, so I'm a happy camper on that one.
Actually, either you just moved a little bit or just headed east far enough that last signal that you just did was just as good as what you were doing in Romeo.
So, yeah, I'm looking at some heading down on 32, so this is my normal route on my way home. I'm going to go right down to downtown Richmond, fold through that way. I try to stand up or meet it when I can.
I would think that's probably a pretty good indication for you. If you're east of Romeo Plank, you can probably get into the Richmond repeater. Dave has antenna coverage of those two repeaters way better than I do. It would, you know, if you do this path often, it'd be interesting to see, push it, you know, switch over a little farther east each time, or west each time, and see how far you can go before you can't get into the Richmond repeater very well. But whatever, play with it however you want. 88
jail. Yeah, I can usually tell by the static, you know, if I'm reading the outer edges of it. But the flying gears, freaks are really good. You know, the radios are phenomenal. So usually I can push the Mount Clemens one up to New Haven if I really try. If I push 25, maybe 50 out on the UHF. And then I'll jump down to Warren when I get closer there. But your coverage pattern for flying beers is just phenomenal, guys. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it might be Hero DHA Mobile returning. I just wonder if everybody's still there, gentlemen. Oh, I think I've just sorted it out. And I think you've got Mike Zero DHA. And I'm not from New Zealand. I'm actually from the United Kingdom to the US station. Mike Zero DHA, and my name is Darren, D-A-R-R, Alpha November. So like I say, I'll bid you a good day over there in Detroit. I didn't get the call signs at all because the QSOs were too fast. And this reminded me a little bit of the band was actually. Anyway, 7-3 is Mike Zero DHA. Just like I say, just asking for help on Echo Link and okay. Good night, gentlemen. 7-3 from the United Kingdom.
Echo Link Station, I caught maybe a 7-3 in there, so maybe you're acting up, which is good. But absolutely, just virtually no copy. No copy. Audio levels are extremely low. Unreadable.
Sorry about that. I like you saying, the laptops, or like you say, they are pizzas and this, and then, you know, I'm only going through a SIM card. Like you say, it's a VoIP at the end of the day, isn't it? I mean, I was doing this in like 1988, like on Windows 95. Yeah, Mike was just...
This is ADHL connected via EchoLink.
I just take a little peek there. I mean, as I'm talking.
This is ADHL connected via EchoLink. I just wanted to do a quick test and see if maybe the EchoLink audio at his level is not something on his end, and it see if it's on the repeater side. If you guys could let me know how my audio levels are. ADHL.
ADHL, this is KCHL, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, mobile hand. Your EchoLink sounds a little bit better than NZ's does.
Yeah, I'm back on the EchoLink.
Like I say, sorry to waste your time, gents. I don't normally use EchoLink. I just had to come to my mum's house tonight. She passed away this morning. So I just thought I'd like, you know, just turn the computer on, just have a look for what's it. But like you say, I'll be back in the chat tomorrow. But thanks anyway. Mike 0GHJ going QRT. Okay, location is Stoke-on-Trent, United Kingdom. 7-3. Yeah, Kilo 8, FBI. Kilo 8, FBI, Mike 0, DHA, mobile, QRZ. Yeah, Kilo 8, FBI, Mike 0, DHA. Just using the EchoLink, I was trying to set up. I'm wondering if the, any of the call, any of the chaps are there. QRZ, Mike 0, DHA in the UK, listening out on K8FBI, QRZ. Yeah, Mike 0, DHA. Just using EchoLink, like I say, on the PC, etc. I'm actually using the phone now. Like I say, I'm not sure if any of the stations are there. I'm just sort of like, I don't normally use the EchoLink. I just had to call up to my mum to see to her dog. My mum passed away this morning. But like I say, there was one of the stations there that was, I think he was maybe a bit, maybe he was maybe mobile, I'm not sure, that he couldn't hear me. But like I say, I was just putting right, I wasn't from New Zealand, I'm from the United Kingdom. I'd say I've been called a lot of things in my time, but not, certainly not a Kiwi. Anyway, this is Mike 0, DHA, over the pond, we're going to go QR. And 7-3 to any shortwave listeners.
NHKCP model. This one might work a little better. N8KPP Romeo.